USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A man is in custody after a scare aboard a Frontier Airlines flight from Cincinnati to Tampa that was diverted to Atlanta, where police arrested a passenger allegedly discovered with a box cutter. Ben Mutz was on that flight and said when they landed in Atlanta, he talked to a fellow passenger who said he saw the weapon.
I talked to the gentleman who was actually sitting next to him, and he said he flashed a box knife at me and said, "I want to kill, or I want to stab people." And being confined to the window, he was like, "I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to, like, run, like, past him."
A military veteran and a former law enforcement official were on that flight and subdued the passenger. No injuries to others or the crew were reported. There's no word from law enforcement on how this man was able to get this box cutter on board the flight. A North Carolina teen accused of a mass shooting has been transferred from a hospital to detention.
A teenager accused of conducting a mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina, is out of the hospital. Raleigh police saying that the 15-year-old was transported to a juvenile facility on Thursday. He was getting treatment after he was seriously injured following a shootout with officers last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Negotiators at the COP27 UN Climate Conference in Egypt are working hard to draft deals on a wide range of issues to curb greenhouse gas emissions and help poorer countries deal with global warming. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said on Saturday, "We're at the halfway point, and there is clearly a lot of work that still needs to be done."
The climate crisis is not a bilateral issue, and no country should, do anything except come to the table to help us solve a global crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Joe Biden arrived in Cambodia Saturday for his second in-person ASEAN meeting since taking office. Biden called the Association of Southeast Asian Nations annual summit an opportunity to support democratic values in the region and bring clean energy into this part of the world.
We're going to work together to develop an integrated electric vehicle ecosystem in Southeast Asia, enabling the region to pursue clean energy economic development and ambitious emissions reductions targets.
Biden's presence indicates the administration is looking to make a strong diplomatic connection to Southeast Asia following the absence of an American president at the annual summit during the Trump years. Wherever Brittany Griner was on Wednesday, one thing was clear. The American basketball star imprisoned by Russia was not heading back home despite a concerted U.S. campaign to win her freedom. Ms. Griner was instead being transferred from a jail outside Moscow and thrust into Russia's vast and opaque penal colony system, lawyer said. Beyond that, little was known. Tonight, Dave Chappelle will host Saturday Night Live for the third time, an appearance that is courting controversy before he even takes the stage. The comedian has drawn increasing ire in recent years for making jokes aimed at transgender people, and the outcry grew louder last fall when Netflix released a Chappelle special entitled The Closer, in which he doubled down on his comments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.